We are joined now on the line with Brigadier General in Reserve Efraim Segoli, who is the head of the Center for Air Power Research at the Fisher Institute for Air and Space Strategic Studies. Good afternoon, Efraim.
Good afternoon.
We are seeing an increase in Syrian retaliation or attempts to hit Israeli Air Force planes over Lebanon, over Syria. Are we likely to enter a new phase in that sense?
And I believe that it's very important to clarify what are the rules of the game. Obviously, it is changing. It looks like the Syrian campaign supported by Russia is towards its end. I believe that Assad feels now more assured, and that is why he will allow himself to do more, to dare more. And I think that it's very important for Israel to clarify what are the limits and what are the boundaries in which we operate and what we will not tolerate.
We know that the Russian defense minister is expected to land in Israel in just a few hours. How do you see Russia's involvement in this whole story now?
It's obvious that Russia is a key player in this arena. And the fact that Israel has attacked a battery a few hours before the arrival of the Minister of Defense, of the Russian Minister of Defense, tells us something about what kind of relationship we have with Russia. Maybe there is some agreement, but I cannot, actually I do not know, it's just an assessment.
What can you tell us about the SA-5 type missile that was launched at the Israeli airplanes today?
The missile that was launched is the SA-5, which is a very long-range missile, and was launched from Syria, of course, to our planes that patrolled over Lebanon, which, again, raises the question whether the current strategy is still valid or maybe there is a need to look at it again and to assess again the close relationship between Syria and Hezbollah in Lebanon, because if Hezbollah is defended by Syrian advanced air systems, ground air advanced systems, so the border doesn't mean anything. We have to approach to address the problem. There is no doubt something unique happened today. The fact that the missile was launched from Syria towards our planes in Lebanon, the fact that we attacked an SM battery after so many years, something different has happened. Does it mean that there is a new direction in the ongoing campaign between us and Syria? I do not know.
Efraim Segoli, thank you very much for your comments.
You're very welcome.